The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There we go. Great. So hello and welcome everyone to this edition of Happy Hour. Lovely to be with you. So for today's practice, I wanted to bring in this idea that we always bring in, actually, at the end, especially when we do dedication of merit, that we do this practice not just for our own sake, but we do this practice, the practice of cultivating our hearts, our minds, towards kindness, mindfulness, awareness, equanimity, all these beautiful qualities of the heart, that we do it not just for ourselves, but we do it for others, for those we are entangled, those we love, those we care about, our friends, our family, those we are entangled with, and all beings everywhere. We do this practice not just for ourselves, but for others. And there's a beautiful aspiration in both doing it for ourselves and for others. There's so much goodness in that. So I recently heard some research, actually, and let's see if I can quickly find the name of the researcher. I wasn't necessarily going to talk about it, but now I feel inspired. Yes, David Yeager, Dr. David Yeager, who's done a lot of research on this. And one of the aspects of the research, it shows that not just for meditation, but for worldly actions, one way to help motivate ourselves and especially motivate young people in the world is not just the benefit that they get out of it, not only that, for example, they'll graduate and they'll have high paying jobs or whatever it might be, but that their work, their study, their cultivation of skills is of benefit to others, is benefit to the greater good. And as I was listening to this research, I thought, yes, of course, yes. And especially his research shows that when things are tough, if we're just doing it for our own sake, and there are challenges, or maybe there is a lack of success, and there's a different mind makes a different kind of meaning out of it, that, oh, you know, I failed. And when it's personal, when it's feels more perhaps personal and just for myself, or maybe selfish, it has a different orientation. Challenges feel more difficult. Whereas if we do something that seems challenging or difficult, but it's for the sake of not just ourselves, but everyone else, there's what I like to call a wholesomeness, an uprightness. There is a dedication. There is a, and the way his research, I forget the words he was using, but there's a sense of people rise to the challenge because it's not just for themselves. They rise to the challenge. I was thinking about that in our meditation practice. Also that these are skills, that we're developing, not just for our own sake, especially if things are challenging or become challenging at any point in the meditation practice. We're doing this for the sake of all beings. And perhaps if we bring up the thought of people we care about and the sense of dedicating this practice to others, it supports us. So couple of things I wanted to bring in, and David Yeager has a new book out about all these research, and so you can learn more. Anyway, so with that as preamble, let's practice not just for our own sake, but for the sake of all whose lives ours touches, directly or indirectly. So let's begin. Let's begin by arriving in our seat. Let's arrive together and settle. Allowing your body to settle, allowing your mind to settle. It's an invitation to settle. And what if we thought about this moment of settling our minds, relaxing the body, and connecting with the breath, with the in-breath and with the out-breath, bringing awareness, attention, ever so gently, kindly, receptively to the sensations of in-breath, out-breath. And what if we considered that this moment right here, not hypothetically, but this moment of receptive attention, with the in-breath and out-breath, is both for the sake of and offering a gift to ourselves in this moment, and feeling that, feeling as if we're giving ourselves a gift. This person who is me, I'm giving them a gift of calming, settling, training their mind, their attention, giving myself a gift in this moment. Palpable. Keep giving yourself this gift in this moment, really connecting with the gift, the goodness of this offering to yourself with care, with kindness. And now consider that this moment of connecting with your breath, attending, receiving, relaxing and receiving the breath in the body is also for the sake of your future self, the person you will become, cultivating this moment of calm, kindness in this moment. It helps you become a better version of yourself in the future, calmer, kinder, for the sake of your future self, whom you haven't met yet, whom you haven't met yet. But you like them, you appreciate them, you want to do your best for them. You're giving them a gift, sending a gift into the future by attending. Wisely, kindly to this moment's experience, right here, for the sake of your future self. Best way to support the future self is to stay right here, connected to this moment. And now, as if you're looking through the rearview mirror, as a gift to your past self, the person whose efforts, challenges, you know too well. Appreciation to everything they have done, all their perseverance and strength has supported your present self to be here right now and give yourself to this practice in this moment as a gift, as an offering to them, as a thank you. Practicing in this moment, connecting wholeheartedly, wholeheartedly with the practice right here. This in breath, this out breath. Bringing more dimensionality to this moment's practice. In breath, out breath, just this one, this in breath, this out breath. If you would, expanding this circle of care, bringing in a few beings, people, pets, animals, people from your past, people from the future, beings, other beings you care about. Or have cared about. And appreciating that this moment of cultivating awareness with the breath, with the body, with kindness. It's both for your sake and their sake, so that you can be a kinder, gentler, wiser, calmer version of yourself for their sake. For the sake of the people you interact with, you care about, who care about you. So that you can show up kindly and wisely. This breath, In breath, out breath, this moment. And make sure after you have evoked the sense of others, you come back to your body, to your breath, so that it doesn't become a thinking practice. You just evoke that this is not just for yourself. And then you come back to your body, to your breath with kindness. Letting others be in the wings. But not the direct focus of this practice. Center piece of the practice is connecting, holding, receiving the breath in the body, the gentleness, kindness, spaciousness, ease. Presence. Expanding the circle further, including all beings. Past, present, future. All beings in all directions, in the ways we don't quite appreciate or understand, our practice reverberates and impacts those we know and we don't know. Having evoked sense of our interconnection, our vast interconnection, dedicating our hearts to our practice even more wholeheartedly, this moment right here. And practicing for all beings and for myself, for all beings. Each breath, each moment. Your heart delight in the wholesomeness and the goodness of this. Greater than me. Sense of our personal practice. And as we bring this period of sitting to a close together, appreciating our practice for the sake of ourselves as being who's me, who's vastly interconnected, whose life is so miraculously, amazingly interconnected in speechless ways. With all beings in ways we can't quite understand. May our practice be a support for the awakening of all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including myself. You so much for your practice, everyone. Ah, nice. It does make a difference when we expand our perspective and really see the truth of how interconnected we are, and we're not doing this practice just for our own sake. It really gives it so much beautiful dimensionality, which I hope came in for you in whatever ways it did. So, and now with this dimensionality of interconnection, that we don't do this practice just for ourselves, as we're sitting with our eyes closed, but also in engaging with others. I also learned from the research of David Yeager that one of the best ways to really own something that you learn is to share it with others, explain it to others. So in that way of sharing it with others, really making it our own. I know that's a big bonus of teaching, being in the Dharma seat, that I need to walk my talk, really own it, all these practices. So you get to engage and share, explain the benefits, the inner process, the challenges, whatever it is, with one another. What a privilege to be able to do that, have this space that other people are interested in this too, fellow practitioners. So we'll be in small groups of size three, mostly. There would be some smaller or bigger groups, and the invitation is to share a bit about how this practice was for you, how it shifted, moved, or perhaps challenged you. And again, you're really speaking for your own benefit, for your own sake, to internalize this practice and explore your relationship to it, not to educate or edify others. It's really for your own sake. So now let's go reverse alphabetical order. According to first name, each person will offer one short nugget. The next person will come back to you, and you'll go around and round a few times. And again, please be kind, be sensitive to yourself, to others. This is really how we practice kindness as the rubber meets the road. And I'm going to open the rooms, and please take care of yourselves and each other. Here we go.
during the main session.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed, and we have a few minutes for reflections and comments, questions. What did you discover? And oh, I'm going to also change the chat settings, so you are welcome to type your reflections in chat. And if you type them to me only, I will read only your reflection, not your name. And if you type them to everyone, then I will read your reflection and your name. And for the first round of reflections, I want to invite folks who haven't spoken recently, actually, just to move back, move forward, allow folks who haven't spoken in a while or ever to have a chance to reflect and comment. And so, yeah. If we haven't heard from you, then we would love to hear from you. How was this practice for you? What did you discover during the practice? What did you discover? Sarah, I see your hand. We haven't heard from you for a while.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Thank you. I have a question. You mentioned the future self and the past self. And when I think about the future self, I think about what you sometimes mentioned, which I really love, the planting the seed. It gives me a sense of hope. But I'm not sure what you exactly meant by that future self. Is it related to that? And also the past self, I think still my mind goes to the past and like kind of navigating what has happened, not always in a positive way, also dealing with like the traumas of the past and the challenges of the past. And like this planting of the seed is very hopeful, but I still struggle with like the past. And I wonder what
What
you
was the
want us
intention here,
to do.
right? Instead of going down the rabbit hole of yeah, exactly. That's a very good question, and I appreciate that you're bringing this up. So the idea here is, first of all, the big picture idea to bring a lot more dimensionality instead of the small self of me in this moment. But really bring dimensionality in lots of different perspectives, not just other human beings, other beings that we know, we don't know, expanding the circle that way, but also expanding the this circle of concern through time, through this other dimension of time. And the way the idea of our future self is, it's the teaching of karma, and the appropriate, correct teaching of karma is this moment's actions precondition the next moment and the next moment. So it's actually a very empowering teaching. So in that way, oh yeah, this moment of being mindful and kind. Oh, it's planting the seeds for my future self. I'm si as if my future self is my child, someone I'm bearing, giving them the best opportunity for kindness, for equanimity by how I am in this moment. So just invoking that. And then coming back to this moment, inhabiting this moment more fully. It's not just for it's like, oh, there are other dimensions here. You kind of keep that, and then we set up analyzing, and hope is a nice way to think about that too. This and then with respect to the past, I appreciate that it can become a thinking and what did I do? All of that getting entangled in that. And it's helpful to notice if that's happening and come out of it. And yet again, the idea there is, oh, it's, as if you're the child, this moment, you're the child of this being from the past. You're their child. They had hopes and dreams and challenges, and you're their child. You're like, thank you, mom. Thank you, dad. Thank you. It's like, Oh, there's like, oh, this is the gift. This is the gift of, this is this moment. It's, there's a wholesomeness in this moment that they can benefit from retroact, you know, in time. I hope that makes sense in a, in a time, in, you know, in a holographic way. It's an hol, you know, this moment being a hologram of many moments. So that's the idea of, oh yeah, inhabiting the dimensionality, and just again evoking the idea of a past self as you would evoke the idea of a parent when you're, oh yeah, you're dedicating this moment of kindness and wholesomeness to the to a parent instead of thinking about your relationship with your parent and blah, blah. It's just evoking them. It's the same idea with your past self. Oh, dedicating, oh, this is not just for this moment but for me, but also all the versions I have been. Is that kind of a dedication. Does that make sense? Yeah. It's you went.
Yes, very
Yeah.
much.
Great.
Especially the last piece just brought everything together
Brought it
for me.
together. Great. I appreciate you asked the question, Sarah. Thank you. And I was told that Joyce, whom I guess we haven't heard for a while, has had their hands up. And Serena, I see your hand. I'll come back to you after I the this first round is again for those who haven't spoken recently. So Joyce, let's see, where are you, Joyce? Oh, there you are. I see you there.
I was just going to say the joy of being able to meditate together with people, with your guidance and what you bring to the group to meditate with. It's lovely. Thank you. Blessings.
Ah, thank you, Joyce. Thank you so much for being part of this group and bringing your precious self to this group and practicing together. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you, Joyce.
By the way, I
And
think you're great.
ah, oh, you're very kind. Thank you. I think this whole community is great. Okay, let's see. And Mima, I haven't heard from you for a while. Please.
Thank you, Nikki. yeah, along the same lines with the future self, what I shared in my group was that who I was several years ago when I joined this group and who I am now. Because of happy hour and this joining and conversing and sharing the experience after a brief talk, it's transformed me. And that was who I was, and this is who I am now. And so I've literally took it to this group today, and I felt like, wow, yeah, that what I did a long time ago is this is the fruit of it today. And so I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to this practice. And we shared how I've learned. I shared that I've learned so much from you, and I see the fruits of it now. So thank you.
Ah, thank you, Mima. Ah, yay, makes me so happy. Thank you so much. So beautiful in the way you beautifully expressed. Yeah, you feel the fruits of this past self who's come has been practicing consistently and meditating and sharing, and I see the hearts of others appreciating what you shared. Yes, yeah, that's exactly it. Yay. Yay, appreciating this wholesomeness of the past self and the future self. Beautiful. Great. Now opening it up to everyone. So Serena, I see your hand, please. You're
Yes,
unmuted.
thank you. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Yes, I want to share something that I've become aware of today, and that is that you know how we say that we do the practice for all beings, not just for ourselves. And it occurred to me today, and we also have this idea that we reap the fruits of our past actions, the good and the bad. And what occurred to me today is that when one being, comes from a place of enlightenment and has reached a certain state of being, that
the karma, the good karma of that being, actually affect changes the karma of a whole bunch of other beings. And I never thought of that before, but it occurred to me today that actually the fruits, the good fruits of our karma, my karma, your karma, other people's karma, actually affect for other will impact other people's karma in a good way. It automatically does just by us being present, and it's never occurred to me before. So this was an awareness that I gained today. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing this, Irina. Indeed. Yeah. So we affect one another, and as we shift and change so that our actions are internal actions, actions of the mind, actions of speech, actions of body are more wholesome. It impacts, it invites others, it encourages others, it impacts others wholesomely, positively, for them to be the better angels of themselves. Of course it does. Of course. And ditto negatively, if our actions of the mind, our thoughts are unwholesome, and our words are unwholesome, and our physical actions in the world are unwholesome, it unfortunately inspires perhaps others it brings the worst out of people. So yeah, thank you, Serena. Thanks for sharing this insight you had today. Beautiful, important. And Claire.
I just thought I'd give you a little laugh. I was not watching my timer at all on my computer and was very happy doing what I was doing. And it was finished too fast. All of a sudden it was over. And I couldn't believe it. I went and looked at the clock. Misunderstood. So thank you very much. It was a total joy. So,
Thanks, Claire. Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun. It fell too short too, but and yeah. Yeah, thank you. Glad it felt that way. That's sweet.
Me too. Thank you.
Thank you. And I see Jerry's question, who is asking, what is the proper definition of karma? So cause and effect is the translation. Cause and effect, and effect, the kind of the effect is the Kamma vipaka in Pali. So karma is short for kamma vipaka, which is the cause and effect, the effect of an action in the world. So that's the proper definition. But really, as a teaching, very briefly, is best to think of karma as an onward leading, as a forward movement, as an empowering teaching, that what I do in this moment, it preconditions the next moment and the next moment and the next moment. It's really best to practice it that way, not backwards looking, which can be actually very detrimental. What did I do in my past life that I'm suffering this? Like, oh, ouch, that's just, or other people, they must deserve what they're getting because they did something awful. Like, those are unhelpful. Please don't go down that rabbit hole with yourselves, with others, with societies, cultures, people. It's just like, that's a whole other talk. But very helpful to think, to practice this as a forward, onward leading practice of how can I, and actually it also ties in with the neuroscience research of what and also what the Buddha has taught, whatever you frequently reflect and ponder upon becomes the inclination of your mind. So whatever you're thinking, whatever you're doing, if you're thinking goodwill thoughts, wholesome actions, calm, kindness, that's how you're going to precondition yourself. If you're angry in this moment, feeding the fire of anger and hatred, well, guess what? That's just going to become the habit pattern of you become kind of an angry person. We know this anyway. So I hope that answers your question, Jerry. So thank you all. Thank you for practicing for the benefit of not just ourselves, but all beings, all beings. How beautiful, just how grand. May all beings everywhere be free. May all beings everywhere be happy, including all beings here in this community, ourselves. Thank you all. Oh, ring the bell. Thanks, everyone. Be well. Take care. I'm going to stop the recording.